Holly didn't see either one of them quitting the work they were currently doing. It just seemed to be a part of them. A side benefit would be that she wouldn't have to worry about them. She'd often wondered how they'd be once she was no longer living with them. She'd probably be going away to college in less than a year. Would they be lonely? Maybe they'd start partying, although they didn't seem like the type. Now that she knew they'd have people to entertain and visit with, it seemed like a great way for them to fill up their time after she was gone. "Sheriff Davis called," Holly said as she approached Bridget and held the phone out for her. "I thought I'd wait to see if you need your coffee in a travel cup rather than your mug." Typically, if Sheriff Davis called Bridget, he needed her for something. He did his best not to bother her otherwise. "Good thinking," Bridget said as she took the phone from Holly. "I bet it has something to do with the Mike Loomis case we recently wrapped up. He said something about court dates and things of that nature the last time I talked to him. I better call him back and see what he needs."
"Maybe he has a new case for you to work on," Link said. "You know how it seems to go. Just as you relax and aren't real sure what you're going to do with yourself, something always seems to come up."
Bridget shrugged as she dialed the sheriff. "Well, I guess I better find out." She stood up from her chair and started walking back to the house to get away from the sounds of construction. Holly couldn't blame her. With all that banging and hammering going on, it would be very hard to hear someone on the other end of the call.